Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who are absolutely the most proficient at voiding any warranty possible, it's Patch and Switch.
Voiding warranties? Do you know something that I don't know or something like that?
So you know
or?
The sticker on any device or any electronic computer product that says if you open this,
yeah,
you remove this screw, it voids any warranty?
I don't think I've ever looked at those before. I just go right through them.
You're allowed to. I thought if you're a trained professional.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. If you're a card-carrying trained professional, Microsoft-certified professional, MCP 28041, you are allowed to go bypass all those safety tamper-proof stickers. And I found out you can put them back on again, and if you color them in just right with Crayola crayons, no one will ever know. It does. It works.
You're so not right.
You can whittle
you
them down to a sharp point.
You cannot make these statements.
You can.
On the interwebs. Hey,
because it's on the interweb. Interwebs.
A router?
It's true. It's got to be true. You know what? My headphones aren't even working. I don't know why I'm wearing headphones right now.
Why don't your headphones work?
I don't know. I can't hear anything. So.
Well, there's nothing to hear.
Well, it feels different. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Something's not on. Got a loose wire over here somewhere.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody, and good afternoon and good evening. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/patchandswitch. Go ahead and sign up for your free Blog Talk Radio account. Don't pay for one.
Yes, free. Scroll down. Scroll down to the bottom when you're signing up.
Scroll down, and then you can join us in the chat room along with Anthony Bartolo, AZ Growler Guy. Bjarne is here. Hey, Bjarne. Claudia has made it as well, and Esposito. Heather Fitzpatrick. Hi, Heather. Jay Shock and MacGyjit.
Nice.
Have joined
nice.
Us in the chat room, and you can do so too. And we highly recommend it because the chat room could get fun and interesting, and there's a lot more going on than what I actually say in the chat room.
It's easier for me to see what's going on in the chat room than it is to listen to anything for a dial-in show, so I'm going to follow what the chat room is saying.
But we are a call-in show.
Oh, no, totally. I mean, if you wanted to, you can call in. The best way to do that is after you've made a Blog Talk Radio account and you have a desktop version of Skype installed in your machine of choice. You do have the ability in the main window page to be able to hit that little Skype button and connect up. Or if you wanted to, you could call in with the plain old telephone system, the POTS line, 646-595-4888. At least Patch will be able to hear you, and I'll just have to work off of his pantomimes as far as what you're saying.
Veronica has also joined us, so welcome.
Oh, my goodness. She's joined us?
She has.
Wow.
I know. We're getting huge.
I was about to say, I think J-Shock must have helped her out by forwarding on the web meeting that he has every two...
The webinar?
The webinar every 2 weeks that's unlisted as far as details is concerned.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Though he could just put the call-in number.
That's true. But then his boss might call in.
Oh, that's true.
That's true as well.
Veronica says it's a quote-unquote... important meeting.
You got
and
it.
I agree, it is an important meeting.
Of course.
I have it blocked out on my calendar every 2 weeks.
I do as well.
The bad thing is that calendar blockout is actually the weeks that we're not actually on the air. But we got to start somewhere. Hey, it's Casual Friday today.
I know, I'm very jealous. Actually, I was looking at the Twitters. I do look at the Twitters occasionally, and I was seeing there that I was quite sad because there's a chatter going on right now that people are actually receiving their Patch and Switch limited edition first run T-shirts, or they're expecting them in the mail.
A lot of people are actually wearing them today.
I know. I've got like Energized Tech is telling me that it should arrive the week of the 21st. Rigsby just down there in Oregon is telling us that it might actually make it in time for the show. Is he in the room yet? Is he in the chat room?
I haven't seen Rigsby yet today, but I think I saw on the Facebooks that he is wearing his shirt today. MacGyjit says that he got his yesterday and is wearing it today.
Nice. Do we have any word from people overseas yet? I haven't seen anyone from overseas receiving theirs yet.
You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know a lot of people were on the Facebooks this week as the shirts started to arrive.
Yes, so. And there's a complete surprise one here. I didn't even know we had a listener, Adam Gregory, otherwise known as Greenfield Sis.
Yeah.
I have not heard him joining the chat room before, at least unless he's working under one of the guest aliases. Has also gotten his shirt just recently. He's in CT. Where's CT?
Connecticut.
That's Connecticut?
Yes.
USA?
Yes.
I don't know the abbreviation. You think I can name the states? And I won't even begin to know what the abbreviations mean. I know what all the abbreviations are for the Canadian provinces and territories, but yeah.
Claudia has hers.
Nice.
And is wearing it today as well. This is awesome.
I know, eh? We're starting a movement. You know what? This is a movement. This is a new movement for IT folks all around. And, you know, I will call it, you know, that someone was asking us about, you know, do you know where your IT guys are? And they brought it up on the Twitter saying, you know,
it's guys.
It's guys. And I found out from the dictionary that when used in this fashion, guys is encompassing of a whole group.
Yeah.
It is not a specific reference to any gender. And that's the way that we made our tagline.
Well, and we made it basically because it's us,
you know,
right?
It's just us talking. So.
And nobody knows where we are. In fact, I'm not even sure we know where we are.
That is true as well.
You know, with my Keurig Pog incident this morning I tweeted about. Did you hear about this?
What was it? I think it's aside here. The feeling you get when you open up an empty box of Keurig, that special feeling when you open the box of Keurig pods only to find it empty.
Yeah.
That sounds better. That rolls off the tongue better.
That was this morning.
Yes.
That was awesome.
You don't have an emergency stash behind glass that you have to break with a hammer to get?
No. No, I've got that on order.
Okay.
But the shipping is not as good as the Patch and Switch t-shirt. Heather was asking, where do I get a Patch and Switch shirt? Did I miss that broadcast? No, you can't. You can request to reopen.
Oh, that's it, eh?
But we need 50 or something orders to do it again, but
wow.
we may do another run of those. So Heather, sorry you missed it. We did broadcast this. What was it? About a month ago.
She obviously was either on vacation or just inattentive to the live show to hear that this was running for a full 2 weeks and a couple of days.
Yeah.
To be able to get it. I was just flabbergasted that we actually made the number we needed to make. I was just so excited.
43 of them, I
know,
believe
man.
That was the number. Maybe more were actually sold.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know. So.
And just again, all profits, all $380 of them, are going towards paying our interns to keep them occupied. But I noticed that they haven't shown up for the last two shows.
Yeah.
So maybe the cash incentive will work. Barring that, we will buy a coffee for the sound engineer who has joined us today.
Yes, that's fantastic. So, hey, Bartolo wants to know if there's a T-shirt design costume for the second edition shirt. We just now are shipping out the first edition.
I know, it's out the
door. So I'm not quite sure that we're ready for a second, but you know what? That might be a good idea. We may have to start that trend on the Twitters.
I'll take that under advisement as our chief marketing officer. I think that's my title, isn't it? A switch or a patch or whoever designed this week.
Do we have any titles?
We need business cards. You know what? We need business cards.
For what?
Or we're out of stickers, actually.
What?
Maybe we should get new stickers.
We are actually out of stickers.
I think I might have less than a dozen left. We gave a huge chunk of them out at TechEd, so we might be out of stickers. We might have to do an order of stickers or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But hey, why don't we start the show?
I know, it's about like, geez, we're almost half done.
And we've talked about absolutely nothing.
So again, is this your first time joining us? We normally have five segments to the show. The very first segment is going through a story of From the Trenches, what you've been doing recently in the IT world. And I've got one, but I thought I'd give you the honors of going first, if you like there, Mr. Patch.
So last week we joined just before the 4th of July holiday and hope everybody had a good, safe holiday and didn't have any firework incidents.
There were no firework incidents, although there was a rather unfortunate incident with a little bit too much Kraken.
That typically happens, right? Kraken rum. And then we both aged a little in the last couple of
weeks.
Oh,
yes. So, we have birthdays within a week to us.
Yeah. Happy birthday. But no, actually, when we last met, I was talking the fact that I might actually get all of the demos built and my slide deck done for a conference that's occurring in 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's actually finished.
Wow.
Every device is set up and ready to go. I've got the Intunes working.
How many devices are we talking about?
I currently have 5 phone devices, 2 Windows RT tablets, including a Surface RT, Surface Pro 2, Surface Pro 3, in addition to a bunch of PCs that I'm going to be getting from the folks, the lovely folks in the Las Vegas Microsoft store.
I'm so ticked off right now because you're just sitting there with your lovely Surface
Pro 3. Yeah, it's a pre-production model.
I don't care.
And
it's still a Surface Pro 3.
I have to give it back at the end of this next couple of weeks here.
You haven't even let me play with it yet. That's what really bugs me about it.
I'm sorry. Well, the thing is, it didn't come with a pen. I have to find a pen because
okay.
The pen got lost.
Okay. So, the pen is...
And I did not lose it.
Okay. Because for me, I'm all about the pen and writing. You know about that. So.
Yeah. So that has been what I have been doing, actually getting everything set up, getting everything ready to go. I can't believe... the slide deck wasn't even due until noon today, and I turned it in like Tuesday.
Wow.
There's something really, really wrong with that.
I actually have to review my mail from Dev Connections in September because I have to see if I'm about to miss any deadlines for my decks because I'm speaking at Dev Connections.
Yeah.
I should double check on that coming up.
I saw on the Twitters that you've actually racked yet another cluster in a box server.
Yes, that was my From the Trenches story just recently. Part of the organization that Passion Switch work for in our day jobs is replacing a 7 or 8 year old server that has a very old iSCSI HP SAN attached to it. You know how much I love SANs.
Yes.
with a nice data on DNS. What is it? DNS9220S, it's called. So it's one of those data-on cluster-in-the-box devices. It has 12 6-terabyte helium drives, they're called.
Okay.
6 terabytes times 12. Work out the math, carry the ones and twos. Basically, after you do all the redundancy, I've set this guy up not for a workload, so I've set him up for archival, which means parity. I've got, after carving stuff off, I've got about 50-odd terabytes of storage now.
Wow.
Which is roughly 5 times the amount of density that I had over top of the old HP iSCSI SAN.
Very cool.
And I now also have dual 6GE connections into the storage array, which is on that box. So basically beautiful storage, all set to go. I'm carving it up right now. And that's also going to be part of the other job that I'm doing over there, just helping these guys out for this building, is redoing the infrastructure for remote access for our labs that we use.
Because it was broken.
And also some of the hardware was disappearing because it was getting older. And so I basically rebuilt from scratch a RDC gateway that allows us into remote access into the system, a couple of virtualized domain controllers, DHCP set up in redundancy, with failover mode or load balancing mode. I haven't decided yet for I'm going to switch that guy up. WDS server and also a couple of Hyper-V boxes running all those guys to make it all happy and working. That all fits into a couple of U's of rack space for our environment.
I like U's.
You like U's.
But actually, the fewer U's, the better.
Fewer U's, the better. So obviously the cluster in the box is only using 2 of those U's for 50-odd terabytes, which is awesome. And I'm using an older cluster-in-the-box device for hypervisor virtualization for my for all those little VMs I was just telling you about for that one there. I got to wait for the one of the interns, Cy Monster, to go in and to do the RDC configuration. Cause,
RDP.
RDC. The RD gateway configuration. That's the correct term for that. Because I just... I don't know. I've
you don't
screwed
have
those up so many times. I just don't want to deal with it. So
you want to make sure it's done correctly.
This has to be for production, right? This is what we use for our demos, for keynotes, and for other things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not screwing around with that. He's happy because he actually managed to set up a wildcard certificate to make it work so we can publish apps and do app publishing for his Intune's demos and for his multi-device enterprise device management, which is kind of cool. So that's some cool stuff that he's been doing. But it's been a busy couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, it really has.
It's been nuts, though.
Another thing from the trenches. We were meeting yesterday to talk with some of the folks over in the world of marketing.
Yes.
We do on a regular basis.
We are the technical arm of the marketing engine, I like to say, as evangelists. That's what we do.
Yes. And... So I want to get the impressions of our listening audience with one of the things that we were talking about.
You almost got coffee right in your face.
Yeah,
right?
You almost spit coffee everywhere. where we talk about our on-premises infrastructure as a bad relationship, as the abusive husband. Does anybody else? I mean, it came up. It was totally random. I'm just sitting there. I'm talking about this. It happens occasionally where I get creative and I think of a very good. Like, what is that? A synonym, I guess, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be an abusive. It can be any kind of bad situation that you're into with a relationship when you're talking about your hardware because things just aren't working out.
Yeah,
and
you keep going back to it, right?
You try to make the relationship work, and then I had an ongoing love affair with the VNX SAN 550, 5500.
That's a perfect example.
And
of
I just
an
wouldn't
relationship.
Let this thing like I should. Someone should have grabbed me, set me down over a coffee or a couple of beer, and said, "Look, we need to have a serious
talk. It's time to
move
forward.
It's time to move on. This SAN is not treating you very well. It's time to move on to something else."
And that really kind of comes down to a lot of what we've been talking about lately with basically the concept moving forward of disposable infrastructure.
As
right?
as my good friend Mr. Snover likes to say, treat your servers like cattle, not like pets. The idea with that, be able to go in and to have your configurations and have everything else all set up and ready to go, so that when required, you can go in and hit the eject button, reset, restart, and get it back up and running again. Even on-premises stuff or stuff that's up in the cloud environment.
You know, those of us who work in IT and who have gone through this abusive relationship, we definitely need counseling.
Yeah.
We definitely need counseling. But you know what?
We're more likely to just sit there and try to fix it.
You're exactly right. I've been doing this for a week.
Oh, I remember a certain time frame back before TechEd where you spent about a day or more and evening trying to get a Cisco device to work again.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And you refused to leave it die.
Just to wipe it and yeah. start fresh and just move forward. But it was working before.
Yeah, I know. Well, relationships are working before.
Isn't that kind of the classic?
Yeah,
you know, relationships work relationship before. Thing. Oh, it was everything was great. I don't understand.
Yep.
It was working fine before. Okay, tangent. Nobody in the chat room is even remotely.
Well, that's because
amused by our.
But we've all been there.
Yes. We're
all just silently nodding and smiling. Right?
Yes, exactly right. Because nobody actually wants to admit.
Yep.
Because that's kind of, that's just. The way of the world. Right?
So
the way of the IT world.
We need to facilitate a breakup.
Yes.
We need to facilitate a breakup with
the bad experience. Well, you've started, right? Huh? You broke up with the old file server.
It's you know what? But here's the funny thing.
Jay Shock in the chat room says it's all because we're curled up in a ball and crying.
It's the server, the SAN is still there. It has not left the building. It won't leave. I've been mailing the owner of the SAN to get out of my house.
So essentially what it is that you've got... You've got a new relationship started in the house.
And I've got the awkward situation.
The guest room.
I've got the awkward situation where, I brought the new stuff over. I'm working and using the new stuff and just loving it. And then the SAN is still there menacingly blinking at me and taunting me with those red freaking blinking lights in all the different drive trays. And it just won't leave. And so I've given it the ultimatum. I'm like, okay, if it's not gone by the time I get back from vacation – I have given authorization for the facilities people to physically remove it from the building and put it on the loading dock.
Andy says it's time for a court order. And AC Growler guy says it's like the ex who won't move out.
Yeah. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So that's been our world for as far as in the trenches kind of place. We had quite a funny time laughing about these different situations.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How about we have a sound for this one? Do you have the soundboard up there?
It's not
working.
Do I have it? Beer money?
Is it beer money next?
Yeah, it's
beer money. We're falling apart, man.
Yeah, here we go.
It's
running.
You know what? Maybe we should give our sound engineer access.
Hang on. I've got to pour this.
There we go. That sounds like.
Oh, careful. So.
That sounds like a Coke.
Don't want it to spill over.
That sounds like a Coke. Remember the Coke sound for the Coke commercials? Where you had like the football player and the kid in the entryway to go to the football field and it's like all silhouetted and he says, "Have a Coke." The Green Machine was the guy's name, was it?
Yeah,
Mean Joe Green. Mean Joe Green?
Yeah.
And he poured a Coke for the kid?
I think he just handed him the bottle and the kid grabbed the bottle there.
I just remember the sound. That sound was like on the Coke commercials.
Okay, gotcha. Rigsby apparently is stuck supporting a copier instead of listening in live.
Nice.
Speaking of abusive relationships,
oh,
print servers,
and copiers, and multi-purpose devices. Gotta love those.
Yeah, absolutely. Oof. So, beer money. Have you done anything to earn some beer money lately?
Well, it's
Veronica says Rigsby is stuck in a live production of Office Space.
Yes, I've actually had issues. I mean, it's again
you
it's,
and it's, issues. No,
this abusive relationship once again. I've got this laptop for my son that has video problems and
are you still
going. Still
fighting this? This has been over a month now. Month and a half.
It's because it just comes and goes. My issue is I can't repo it. I need to reliably repo when it happens.
Well,
first I thought it was an Internet Explorer.
Get the tracer on there so that you could capture this stuff?
I want to repo it before I put the tracer on it. But the idea is it seems to happen when you launch Internet Explorer. Explorer. for some reason, it triggers at that point. But then I don't launch it, and I go off and launch something else, and I go off and do other things, and then I launch an Explorer, and it works fine.
Spoons has joined us.
Spoons!
Oh, nice. And he says the excuse is you're Canadian.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
So they'll exclude him.
Nice.
Something like that.
Excuse me. My issue is if I can't reproduce it accurately, I don't think I can troubleshoot it correctly because I tried the suggestion that Rigsby gave me, which was enforcing the stopping the automatic driver updates that were happening. So I thought it was the video card driver, and I put in like a 2010, a four-year-old video driver, and it worked fine. But that apparently is not it. Or I put the registry key in incorrectly, and it did update the driver unbeknownst to me. So, kind of frustrated figuring that out. I don't know what to say. That's my beer money. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I just, you know what I should do?
Not yet.
Because Andrew on the Defrag shows, the guys that basically handles the crash dumps, I should just bring the freaking laptop into him on Defrag.
You probably should.
Like, I know when they record in Building 20.
Defrag Tools, which is on Channel 9, right?
Yeah, Channel 9 with Larry and Andrew. I should really just go and just bring the laptop in before the show, leave it on the desk, and put a note on it and say, can you please fix me?
Fix me
and see
on
what
the
they
show.
Do. Yes, and see what they should do. You know, I don't think it wouldn't do that.
That actually might be pretty good. I'd watch that episode.
Yeah.
I'd watch that episode. I've not really done any beer money support, apart from what I did, we talked about on the episode before the holiday, where I repaired a laptop basically going, I'm done with this.
Oh, yeah.
Backed up the data using the Easy Transfer Wizard and then reinstalled and moved on. But other than that, everything's running great. I've not been doing any beer money support. Of course, I've not had really anybody around to support.
I have a similar remote support call I think I talked about last time with my mother-in-law. And her laptop in...
Yeah, and you were using
Team Viewer to be able to go off into remote control and help her out. She keeps on emailing me saying, Staples has a deal for $150. They'll go and wipe your laptop and put it back clean on again if you want to. I'm like, no, we can do this. Or else she just sent me another one yesterday saying that Costco has a deal for getting the complete Norton antivirus anti-malware solution for $50. Should she go off and buy that? I was like, no, don't do that. Because it needs to be a clean install. She just doesn't understand. Once you've gotten to that point, it's just
so you get to a
scorched
point
earth.
Of, yeah,
scorched
exactly.
Earth, bring it down, nuke it, put on something clean. And so I need to figure out how I'm going to be able to get 4.5 gigabytes of a ISO file over to her. And then I bought a key for the operating system.
Yeah.
I can just, put that in myself or tell her how to put it in. I got to find out how to get that ISO over to her.
Like a USB key, send it to her and plug
it
in.
The problem is that the moose in Canada like to eat the USB keys in the mail.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and when you go up that far in Sault Ste. Marie, you end up having to, sorry, not Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, Ontario, you actually have to put on special moose repellent on the envelopes. And I'm fresh out of moose repellent.
I hate it when that happens. I hate it when that happens. Next segment is random spending.
Well, we could jump over top of beer talk.
Well,
unofficial.
Okay.
The unofficial
segment called beer talk, and I'm gonna take a moment here because, in order to celebrate our aging of another year, the lovely Denise, and J-Shock and Heike. And, of course, us actually gathered at a fantastic location. I cannot believe I've never been there before because it's been open for ages.
And the hilarious thing is we've now been there like four times over the last couple of weeks, or at least I have.
At least a couple of days,
yeah.
Anyway. So we gathered on Monday night, and I want to first and publicly thank you and Denise for organizing this because, you know, I was kind of rolling solo on the birthday. So it was fantastic, and thank J-Shock and Hi-K for rolling out as well. This place is awesome. It's here in the Redmonds. It's called Malt and Vine, and you know, we've talked about other locations, and shameless plug here for them. This place is like beer utopia. Craft beer, right?
It's like a corner store.
You walk in, and they have got cooler after cooler after cooler of beer in bottles.
Yeah, international craft beer, brand names.
You know, they've got the German
ciders,
beers, they've got the ciders, they've got a lot of stuff from here locally. And I never knew this, but you just go up and you purchase the beer, and they pour it into a glass, you take a drink, and then you can just go out, like, back to the patio, or they've got a few tables even inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just sit and enjoy all of these different craft beers. This is fantastic. I cannot believe the number of craft beers.
And for those folks that don't drink beer, they also have ciders, or they have non-alcoholics, and they also have wine on tap.
Have wine. And they do have a few taps.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really that into what they had on tap, but I picked up... I've been wanting to try this because we've been talking about this Snoqualmie Brewery, which is just a little bit... You know, what is it, east of us?
Yep.
That we've never made a chance to. So I actually tried one of their beers, which I really, really enjoyed. Their porter.
Do you still have the Groupon for that?
I don't remember.
There's a bunch of us.
That bought a Groupon. I don't know. I don't know if it's expired. We'll have to check out on that. The other one that I tried is it American Brewery?
America.
I tried their American Blonde. Oh goodness.
It looked good.
It was very good. Yeah. But anyway, this place blows my mind. So
I was rocking.
I drove by last night and actually picked up a bottle to take home with me. Isn't that sad?
I told you I have four growlers waiting for you at my house.
No, I understand, but I was looking for something because when we were having a conversation yesterday with the marketing folks, we may or may not have had
a couple of beverages.
Beverages out there.
HR listening. No,
and,
we didn't do that.
I, for some reason, was kind of triggered on a stout.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for a stout. So I went and picked up a bottle of stout, and I cannot remember the name of the brewery that made it. It's one of the local Washington ones. But fantastic. Yeah, great place.
Obviously, the H1B, Hefeweizen Blueberry, H1B, has been kegged over the last little while since the last show, and it's also now on CO2 for forced carbonation right now, so it should be ready to pour this weekend.
You just got to let me know.
And
maybe,
and it's not sweet.
Last time I made
some beer that was blueberry additives to it, the fresh blueberries, you found it too sweet. This one is not sweet.
Okay.
So it's got some nice notes.
Well, because
to
you
it.
Did a tertiary fermentation on it, did you not?
Yeah, I did. So it had some weird, funky white stuff on top, but it turns out that was just some wild yeast that
wild yeast.
Had done some more fermentation. So I'm interested to see how this all came out. But I learned something new. I was watching one of our shows, The Brew Dogs, last night.
I love that show.
And they were asking about whether or not you should be trying out fresh beer or aged beer. I did not know this. So fresh beer, obviously, is, you know, fresh off the taps, like we had in Barcelona with the Moritz Brewery, where it comes right out of the fermenters, into the cold filtration, right into storage, right
into
the taps.
Cold.
It's amazing.
So awesome.
Never sees oxygen, which is awesome, so you can't get much fresher than that. So they had a sample of fresh beer that came off the line and was just right there. Then they went over and they had a 8-year-old beer, literally with dust on it. Both of them were stouts. And they're like, which one do you think tastes better? And they gave samples out to people to try, and
the
majority of
them,
the older one,
yeah.
Because you can obviously age beer.
Well, and beer
and
changes,
it,
right?
It, because totally.
We've done this with
the coffee porters taste better. Like, I can't wait. We have a whole keg of coffee porter that's been
aged since the
competition.
This is the one that was a little sweeter, I believe, that we did not enter into the competition.
Yeah.
Or did we enter into the sweeter one?
No.
Regardless, it's...
Either way, we got 5 gallons of gold coming.
And when we were doing this, I mean, we brewed this beer and probably a couple of months let it sit before we even entered it into the competition.
I'll have to look at the records.
We do have records of
on the official logbook as far as how old this one keg is.
AZ Growler Guy says, aged beer, I have 200 plus bottles I need to start drinking. Yeah. Please don't do it all in one sitting.
Yes, that's not a good, that's not advisable. Not advisable at all.
Spoon says, consuming wild yeast will make plenty of stuff come out. Oh, yeah. Don't do that either.
Yeah. No, so it is hefeweizen. It's actually ran kind of clear. Normally your halves are going to be a little bit cloudier, but
did it clear up a little bit? Or?
Oh, a lot. Well, it's got three. It had two separate, secondaries. So that's like a secondary and tertiary. So yeah, not bad.
Bartolo says he's got a case of OV from the 80s sitting around somewhere.
I didn't even know Bartolo was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. Okay.
What is he like? 29, 30?
Maybe.
If that?
Next segment, let's talk about random spending. Have you random spent lately?
I need to. I haven't yet. I need to.
What's on the list?
I'm actually going on the vacations soon.
Yes. That's right. You're going to be gone for like two and a half years or something.
No, 2.5 weeks. So you're going to have to find a guest host, or else I'll call in remote. From the lake or something.
You put some antenna on the moose.
If you take a squirrel and you balance him on top of the moose in the right direction, you actually get like the same thing as one of those Pringles aerials that you get.
Okay.
For
so
Wi-Fi.
So you get like a 3G connection out of that, or just 2G?
No, only HSPA.
Oh. So. Yeah, I'm sure the audio quality will be fantastic with that.
You need to have some kind of entertainment factor for the youngins inside the vehicles.
Yeah, particularly for long drives, because you're driving across Canada.
We're going to be landing. No one listening to this except for Bartolo would know where I'm talking about. But let's just say I'm going to be landing in the center of the universe, Toronto, and then driving.
Wait, I thought Redmond was the center of the universe.
Then they're going to be driving from there through the eastern provinces, through the Quebec, through New Brunswick, and over through to this little teeny tiny island called PEI, where Anne of Green Gables is from. And they do have internet there, believe it or not. So that's about, at least if I was going to drive that straight, it's about a 17, 18-hour drive.
Bartolo says it's Rogers HSPA. Veronica says bring the Game Boy Color, and Esposito says books, leave the electronics at home.
Yeah, so we're doing all three of those.
And Heather Fitzpatrick says that she's jealous because she's going to Prince Edward Island.
So yeah, it's basically we're going to be doing some Game Boys, going to be doing some PS Vitas, and then they obviously have their Windows phones.
Yeah.
And because all their Windows phones are on T-Mobile, they have free data.
Unlimited
free data, no matter where they go, which is very cool. I have no idea if the signal powers are going to work in PEI though. We'll find out. You know, I'm thinking the Surfi is also good for a distraction, because I'm also thinking about using my mobile hotspot.
Ah!
So investing in my mobile Huawei. That's it?
Huawei.
I've got an LTE Huawei device that I'm going to fire up and provide a mobile hotspot in the car, potentially.
Ladwig just joined the chat room.
Oh, nice.
Got a shout out. So, nice. Okay, continue on. So you're going to use your Huawei device.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan, at least, if required. But, you know, I do agree. I tend to try to do a disconnected vacation, although for my birthday, I got random spending given to me, which was a brand new Paperwhite.
Oh.
So I've been getting back into reading books as opposed to technical manuals and PDFs.
which you can actually still put on
which
that device.
Which you still can put on that device if you email the Kindle account. But I've been getting hot and crazy about, I'm blanking on the name.
I hate it when that happens.
Damn it. What is the name? No,
not Huawei.
Huawei. It's not Huawei.
Well, we'll continue on. We'll continue on while you continue to battle.
The mystery writer that's conspiracy theories. He has a TV show on the History Network called Decoded. Whatever.
Okay, move on.
Right, move on. So that's my random spending. Someone give me one, and I want to enhance my travel experiences. Not business travel. This is family travel, which is different travel.
Completely different.
And I have to remember to take my slow down chill pill for the entire travel duration, because I have to believe that travel is part of the vacation as well. It's not a business experience of get me there fast, get the heck out
rapidly
of my way.
Rapidly get through the airport, right. Everything else. Yeah, see, and I did this a couple of weeks ago when we went up to Chicago and then into the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
And you have to kind of remind your family that, you know, you are trying to gear down and that travel isn't always like this because they get the perks when they come with you, right?
And see, that's the crazy thing is that I checked into a number of hotels along the route because, you know, we landed in Chicago around midnight. So we stayed in a hotel the night before we drove up to middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. And, you know, one of the few benefits of being on the road all the time is various hotel membership programs and benefits there. So I checked into one place and they're basically throwing chocolates and candies and bottles of water and soda and everything else at us. And, you know, my daughter is just like bragging to everybody that she ran into that her dad was gold or whatever status it was, and that she got all this stuff. It's really funny. You know, it's the same thing as, you know, you're on the plane, right? And again, when you've got status on the plane, you know, particular airlines will mention you by name and that kind of thing. So they're making a big to do over the whole family there, and it's
they come right down.
This is not normal. This is not how most people
travel.
They come
right down to your seat and say, "Mr. Snow, what drink would you like today?"
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mr. Switch, what would you like today? And the other thing too is, and this can be a little frustrating when you get pre-checked, but nobody else in the party has pre-checked.
Here, but I got you beat on that one there because all my kids have pre-checked.
Yeah.
And my family does because we all have Nexus.
Okay, but see, here's one thing I have to tell you. If you are pre-check eligible and you go through the normal lines, you still don't have to take off your shoes. They put a little mark on your boarding pass that allows you to go through without taking off your shoes. Now, you still need to take your laptop out of the bag,
which
is not that big of a deal because when I'm traveling, I'm only bringing one versus the 19 devices that I have to carry normally. But, yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, and, of course, the benefit is that we still get to go through at least the priority line, which reduces the security, you know, weights and so on and so forth. But the slowdown part, I'm not running to the gate. Well, and not running. I just, when I go into travel mode, I'm in travel mode, and I just walk quickly, and I want to get to the next place, and I want to get my bag.
I've walked with you many times.
Yes.
You have very long legs.
And I just try to get there and
you
walk
with purpose.
That's exactly right. And I just want to get the rental car, and I just want to get to the location, get checked in, and then. And so, yes, and here's the bad thing about this, though. When you finally get through travel mode and you've broken through and you're in that slower pace, coming back, it takes a little bit to get back into the world of there's action items that need to be completed.
There's deadlines. There's other things to do. Yeah, man. So it's cool stuff. The last tail end of my travel, I'm actually going to be back in Ottawa, which is going to be nice. So we're visiting a whole bunch of different places, but I'm actually going to be doing some work in Ottawa, believe it or not, to round off my trip.
Oh?
So I'll be actually doing those things that we do, those IT camp things?
Yeah.
So I decided that it's a good opportunity to try out the IT camp I've been working on for the last couple of months.
Okay.
So it'll
excellent.
Be cool.
More very details cool. to come on that item?
More details to come, for
excellent.
Sure.
Excellent. So I've not really random spent, as I mentioned earlier. Actually, you know what? I was in the Salt Lakes. I guess I was that last week. I think it was last week, and I was hanging out at my little brother's house. And I've been looking for a set of.
Is he shorter?
No. Well. Maybe by half an inch. I've got to beat by just a little bit.
It's the hair. The hair gives you the height advantage.
No, that would give me another 2 inches. I've got big hair. What do you want from me? So anyway, we're sitting there, and I saw on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends posted some really cheap earbuds for working out because he constantly does what I've done in the past, which is you rip the little eighth-inch jack out of whatever device you're listening to. You know, as you're working out, my brother does this because he skateboards a lot and he bikes a lot, mountain bikes a lot. I tried these out, and I wish I remembered the name. But I want to say they're like $20 on Amazon, and they actually are really, really good for if you're looking just things that are disposable.
What?
Decent sound quality. Now, I know
you're
a snob.
You're a snob with the Sennheisers, which are only $35.
I understand, but when I continually break them,
it adds up.
It adds up.
Okay.
So I was looking, and it was just because a friend on Facebook posted, hey, try these, they're really good, or see, these are some of the best cheap headphones, earbuds that I bought. My brother had them on the counter. I'm like, oh, I should check these things out. Oh, they're awesome. And I wish I remembered the name. I could go look, but
are they squishy? Do they fit in your ear nicely, squishy?
Yeah, they do. They just they fit right in. And I thought, oh, these aren't going to work because they don't have the various tips. And they kind of look molded, but they're not custom molded. But these things are awesome. They're fantastic.
You know what? I like the Sennheisers you hooked me up with because you can sleep with those things in.
You can, and I've done it plenty of times, at least
for
half an hour on a plane.
For camping? The most annoying part about camping is hearing the mosquitoes inside your tent. Yeah. You know, so this way, if you have them in, you can't hear them.
Yeah.
You're going to get bitten anyway.
That's true.
So
I actually...
You can spray down the inside of your tent. That's what I've done before.
Well, that can be a little toxic.
Well, you hold your breath when you do it.
The whole time you're in the tent?
Yes.
How does that work with sleeping?
My wife doesn't like it too much.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
I actually got a switch-sized sleeping bag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They make them that large?
They do.
Wow.
They do. It was extra long. And unfortunately, I think it's like a 72-degree Fahrenheit bag, so
wait.
I'm screwed if it gets very cold.
So it's a light sleeping bag.
It is a light sleeping bag. I think it's for 40 degrees.
Because I've got an extra long one that I have. It's a mummy bag, and it's designed for like minus 10 centigrade.
Yeah, see,
or more.
I can't do the mummy bag, even though that's the traditional way they make them, just
mm-hmm.
because I just feel like I'm just stuffed in. And I know that's the point, but
mm-hmm.
it's
efficiency.
I'm a car camper. That's what I do. I camp via car.
Well, you call me up because I'm a glamper.
Well, you are completely a glamper.
Because I bring the whole trailer and everything when I go. But that's the home base. That's the HQ. I bring mobile HQ.
Yes, exactly. We've got to move on.
Is it?
Yeah, we've got like 3 minutes and 20 seconds left of the show. So
we need
naming. To move on to the next segment and get this show named.
I was about to say naming is happening right now.
So those of you who
are
listening, I don't know that we have any new listeners, not in the chat room. Everybody's
Spoons is relatively new in the chat room, I think.
Yeah, Spoons has been around before. Yeah. But anyway, what we do is we take a random word.
Scott Lay, we got one. Gumbo.
Gumbo. All right, that's the first
word. We haven't used gumbo before.
We're going to use three words to name the next week's show. So we've got one with gumbo.
No, sorry, Heather, you can't use three. That's disqualification right there. Charcuterie. That's nice. Gumbo charcuterie.
Piner. Pinery or copier?
I think
copier.
We'll go copier. I don't know what pinery is. So gumbo charcuterie and copier.
Charcuterie. I can't even say that word.
Charcuterie.
Okay, you're going to write that down.
I'm doing it right now. Is the band coming in yet? Is it ready to go?
Oh, Bartolo says the Pinery is a campsite in Ontario. Where's Ontario?
It's north.
Oh, okay. I just take I-5 and do I end up there?
It's south for some people. South for some people. Where's my notepad? I got to write this in.
Ledwig mentioned that two out of three of the words are food related. So apparently people are hungry at this time of day.
So I got gumbo. Yeah, he was saying he's in Alabama right now.
Ledwig? Yeah.
What's he doing in Alabama?
He's probably on vacation.
Is he?
I don't know. He's always on vacation in the summer, anyway.
That is true.
I know he works hard, right? But he actually takes vacation, which is rare because I never take vacation, so I don't really know what it is.
See,
there he goes. Family reunion on his wife's side. And then, of course, everybody jumping in the chat room, screaming and yelling at him. Hey, the band's coming in. You guys got a whopping 30 seconds to get ready, so get everything tuned up and ready to go.
Line up over here.
We're in a different bunker today, so they're a little bit kind of crammed in, and
watch the oboe, please. Come on, I'm on the air here. The oboe, geez,
that oboe player has always been out of control.
Random oboe player. I mentioned this last time. I think we are looking good for being able to have an actual studio. Coming up soon. They're looking for design options.
Okay. So the band is playing. So that means it's time to finish up another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Now, you're going to be back in 2 weeks' time? Or are you on vacay?
I'm on vacay, so I'll either be remote or you'll have to find a sub. We'll let you know.
All right, we'll figure that out. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in the chat room. Bartolo, Andy, AZ Growler Guy, Yarny, Christian, Claudia, Esposito, Heather, Jay Shock. I'm hearing your Skype calling us here. Harjit, Ladwig, and Veronica, thanks for joining us in the chat room. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. time for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for your tweets. Thanks for wearing your T-shirts on Casual Friday.
I'm getting my T-shirts in.
Enjoy.
I know it is.
Have a weekend, everybody.